Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted. Stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
To be here on this Monday afternoon praying the word of God, showing everybody and introducing everybody to the word of God. My name is Andrew Olander, calling on behalf of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and it's great to be here once again doing our weekly show, as I should call it, on Monday's afternoon. I want to start off with some prayer and then we're going to get right into the word. Today I wanted to talk about faith. And I wanted to talk about faith because last week for Sunday service, or I should say not last week, yesterday for Sunday service, we had our pastor talk about trust. And I believe faith and trust go hand in hand Because in order to trust somebody or trust God or put trust into someone or something, you have to have faith in them. You have to have faith in it, in God, in somebody. Because we can't trust somebody if we don't have faith in them. If we don't have faith in them, why would we trust them? Amen? So I want to ask you three questions before we start off with prayer and jump into the Word. I want to ask you three questions that will recircle around and towards the end of the show is, when do you see yourself having the least amount of faith? When do you see yourself having the most amount of faith? And how would you rate your overall faith in God? Amen? So we're going to start off with some prayer and then we'll go right into the Word. Lord God, we just thank you for allowing us to come together once again on this Monday afternoon, Lord God, and just coming together on the phone, on the airwaves, and spreading the Word, Lord God. And we thank you for keeping us afloat, Lord God, through this pandemic, as I say every week, Lord God. And we just thank you for being our shield, for being our armor, for being our healer, Lord God, for being our protector. Lord, we give you praise for forgiving us for our sins, cleansing us of our bodies, and giving us that Holy Spirit and that in righteousness, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I wanted to jump right into the Word because I got a lot to cover today. And I really want to talk about this because faith really means a lot to me, because without faith, we really have nothing. We could talk about trust. We could talk about the Ten Commandments. We could talk about baptism. But if we don't got faith in God, then we're not going to have any of those things. Amen? So last week, Pastor Shaw talked about trusting in God, trusting in his time, trusting in him for when we need him, and just giving all our trust to him. I want to touch on that with faith. For many of us, the most difficult time to muster our faith together is in the face of a crisis or a challenge, I should say, and the knowledge that there's a greater plan doesn't necessarily ease your mind in the pain of maybe losing a loved one or not having any money, and that may not be our ultimate train of thought, and it may be too soon, or the discomfort that comes with the conflict. And it's natural to ask yourself, why me, God? Why now? Though this answer often feels unsatisfying at first, it's not always up to us to understand God's plan. But relying on our faith doesn't mean we don't suffer or feel pain. And I've said this before, the Bible never says we won't suffer or feel pain. But it does provide a source and strength in knowing that we are cared for in ways unseen and unknown. So I want you to ask yourself, what is faith? What is faith? What is it? To put it in simple terms, faith is believing in God and trusting in his plan. Amen? God has a plan for each and every one of us. And even though we may not see it or you don't understand it, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a plan. Faith is about more than just a feeling. It's about living a lifestyle, living it, living the faith. We live our faith through obedience to God and acts of service. Amen? And so since we talk about Bible study, and this is like a Bible reading or a Bible show every Monday, you may be asking me, well, how was faith displayed in the Bible? The Bible is filled with messages about the love and acceptance we receive from God when we put our faith in him. But what exactly does it look like to practice faith? How do we know to put our faith into something or into someone? How do we feel comfortable giving God that faith? Why should I put my faith into God? Or why should I put my faith into this new job or to my wife? Well, Hebrews 11:1 explains it, and it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So we have to build that confidence in what we hope for, and in return, God gives us that assurance about what we do not see. So if we are getting assured of what we hope for, why not trust him? Why not put your faith in him? Amen? So I wanted to save this verse for the last. I'm gonna integrate it right now. And another question I ask myself is, sometimes I get scared, or I shouldn't say scared, sometimes I doubt and say, well, if I put my trust and faith into that person, they're going to talk behind my back. They're going to backstab me, or I may want to tell somebody a certain thing or a certain situation that's going on in my life, but what if they go tell A, B, C, and D, and I'm stuck, or I'm embarrassed, or I'm shy, or I'm timid about this situation, and this person may not be the person I want to tell. And that was me in the beginning, because I had so much negativity going on in my life, and I was committing so much sin and falling down, you know, to the dump, so to speak, and I didn't know who to trust or who to put my faith in, but it was faith that saved me. It was giving God that one inch, that one, I think Pastor Shaw used a good saying, not too long ago, mustard seed. It was giving God that mustard seed of faith, because that's really all I had to give at that time, was that mustard seed of faith, amen, to save me. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have to worry, amen, about God changing, about God not assuring us of things, about God not being there for us. Once we give God that mustard seed of faith, that's all that it takes. Reading through the Bible from the very beginning, you know, we're doing our Bible reading, you know, Monday through Friday. And reading through the Bible from the very beginning, you will see that there is one consistent theme in our readings, and that is God's great love and compassion towards us. God is unchangeable, and in this, we can have great what? Great confidence to have faith. It seems that there is no greater motivation for faith than knowing that God is absolutely for us. He's not for nobody else. He is a God that is for us. For us. Do you know somebody that's just like 100% for you? I mean, even my wife. Like, my wife, yeah, she's for me. You know, she's got my daughter. She's got her life, her job. And I'm not saying that my wife don't love me, but my wife is a... There's another thing to worry about. But God has 100% for us. Amen? He loves us so much But he sent Jesus to die in our place, giving us freely
him life
for our death. And he did this knowing full well the cost. I just want everybody to say right now, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving your son for our death. Thank you, Jesus. He loves us more than we can comprehend and has given us through evidence, through faith. And I want to read a couple, another Bible scripture, if I may, in the book of Hebrews. We're staying in Hebrews this whole reading. Hebrews 11:6, that reads, and without possible to please God, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards us to those who earnestly seek him. If we don't have faith, we cannot please God. It's that plain and simple. If we don't have faith, we cannot trust. If we don't have faith, we cannot be forgiven of our sins. If we don't have faith, we're like a piece of paper flowing through this earth. We're nothing. God is an unconditional loving God. Amen? And that comes with faith. So in the beginning, I asked you, when is your faith the worst? When do you think you could have more faith? And I'm going to talk about prayer next week and how important prayer ties up with faith, but to briefly touch on it, I remember one Sunday, I went into church, and my pastor, I was young, I was probably about 12, 13 years old, and my pastor told me, do you pray or do you worship God outside of this building, meaning of the church building? Because God works for you 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you giving him just Sundays? When something goes right in your life, do you give thanks to God? Do you put your faith into him when you need him? Or where is your faith? And I started practicing life, or I should say my walk with God outside of church. Because when we step outside of the church, when we step outside of God's house, that's when our faith is tested. Amen? That's when temptation comes in. That's when your trust factor comes in. But my word and my message tonight for everyone listening or that will listen is, can you give God that mustard seed of faith tonight? Have you given God that mustard seed of faith? Because you got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. The Bible says if we don't have faith in God, we cannot please him. We cannot please God if we don't got faith. Can't have trust in God if you don't got faith in God. That doesn't add up. That doesn't make sense. Amen? And I started practicing my walk with God, getting tighter outside of church by starting slow. And I encourage everybody to do this. Pray before you go to sleep. Even if it's 5 words. If I get too heavy into prayer, because I'm going to talk about that next week. Pray when you wake up in the morning. Thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up. This is going to get your walk tighter with God. Even if it's just a prayer at night and a prayer in the morning, but it's consistent every day, 7 days a week, not just on Sunday. And you will see God start to transition you in your mindset to giving God that faith or that trust when you need him, because we will start having to have tighter walks with him. Amen? And I want to not ask a question, but give more of a reassurance, I should say, that live life through evidence. That is how I work. That is what I do. Even if it, I'll give you an example. Well, it could be buying a car. Salesman can talk to me, you know, this is the best car, blah, blah, blah. I want to see the evidence. Let me get in that car. Let me drive it. Let me test drive it. Let me see how it drives. A restaurant can say they got the best pancakes in town. Let me taste that. Let me be the judge of that. That's my evidence. You want something from me? I need evidence. Even in law. To be convicted of a crime, they got to have enough what? Enough evidence. Amen? So God has reassured me that that mustard seed of faith that I gave him 13 years ago saved my entire life. Amen? And all it took was a mustard seed of faith, because that's all I had to give. I didn't have much faith to give, nor did I have a lot of faith in anybody or anything to give. But I did have that mustard seed, and it ended up saving my life, transitioning my life. And God works strictly by evidence. God works strictly by showing you the faith you give him, it's unexplainable. You know, we've experienced a lot of health incidents, ups and downs of our lives, lost loved ones. We all had our share of difficult situations in our lives. Through it all, some of us been able to keep our heads up, or above water, I should say. But do you ever stop and realize or think about your past and how far you've become, and you're still here and you're still breathing, and what really brought you here? I want you to stop and think, and I'm talking to people that have had a past, that have had addiction, drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever your addiction was, whatever your problem was, and you're still here right now, drug-free, alcohol-free, pornography-free. Who and what delivered you, and why, and how? You know the who, what, where, when, why, and how? Who did it? Why did he do it? We know who did it, but why did he do it should be the more important question. He did it because you gave him that mustard seed of faith. You know, the Bible says that we have to put our faith and our trust into God. That's why we might talk about faith today, because the Bible says not only do we have to put our trust into God, but we also have to put our faith into God. That he will be with us, that he will answer our prayers and give us peace. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, it simply says that faith comes from the word of Christ. If I want to be more specific and read the actual verse to you, it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So in order to have that faith, and understand God's faith, it deprives from the word of Christ. And before I wrap it up tonight, I want to turn to everybody that has not accepted God as their Savior. For everybody that's still deciding to believe, or is still in their addiction, phase of life. It's all right. It's okay. I've been there. But I'm going to read to you a Bible scripture right now where I want you to turn over that and put that down for a second. And this is Romans 10:9, and it reads that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt and believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you can say that with me tonight, and you can believe that God rose from the dead, you will be saved. Give him, give God that mustard seed of faith and see what it can do for you. Once you hand over that mustard seed of faith, have trust in that mustard seed that you just handed over. Don't hand it over forcefully. Don't hand it over because somebody told you to hand it over. Trust in that mustard seed of faith. Close your eyes with me as we begin to pray. Lord God, we give you praise for allowing us to understand and realize how important faith is, Lord God. We understand that if we don't have faith in you, Lord God, we cannot please you. And we are here tonight, Lord God, to say we have faith in you. We trust in you. Because it is without faith that we are nothing, Lord God. And Lord God, we're here tonight to confess with thy mouth and believe in our hearts and in our minds, in our body, in our souls, that God, you have rose from the dead. And if we can confess that with thy mouth, we shall be saved. Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to cleanse our bodies. Everybody, one listening, that our walk gets tighter with you, Lord God. That anybody that has not given you that mustard seed grain of faith, Lord God, that they hand that over to you tonight with the trust that you are going to provide the evidence that they need, Lord God, to always put their faith in you. Not sometimes, Lord God, but always. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you touch and heal the sick and the wounded. We ask that you put your hand over the less fortunate, Lord God. I thank you for everything that I have, Lord God, for the clothes on my back, the roof over my head, and the food in my fridge, Lord God. I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory every day, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, I hope everybody listening to this message gets a little bit under more standing about faith. And if you don't have it, you attempt to give it up and give it over to him. And watch what he will do with it. So that's all it took me in my life to save. Tune in for our daily Bible readings. There are great, great, great words with Pastor David Ambrose Shaw Monday through Friday doing our daily Bible reading. And then he also brings our Sunday church service on Sundays at 11 o'clock Pacific and 1 o'clock Central Standard, 2 o'clock Eastern. We also have a way of donating, giving your tithes and offerings to help the church service continue going. The email is Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-V-I-D, 1968 at yahoo.com. That's our PayPal email, so you can send in your donations to help keep the blog talk going and all the church services going. We'll be back tomorrow for our daily Bible reading on Tuesday, so tune into that. We're in the book of 1 Kings. It's going great. Our Bible readings are so inspirational. And until then, stay safe and praise God. Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me.